I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Isabel Bishop's etching, Snack Bar, depicts two young women sitting side by side at a lunch counter on a quick break from their office jobs. One woman bounces on the edge of her stool and bends over a sandwich. The other has not even taken off her coat before sipping her drink. The background is nondescript, but the counter they are sitting at is rendered in quick, short lines, known as hatching. The overall sketchiness of Bishop's etching style gives the impression that this is a fleeting glimpse of the few precious moments of downtime that these clerical workers have on a regular day. Isabel Bishop was born in 1902 in Cincinnati, Ohio. She moved to New York as a teenager, and in the 1920s, she leased a studio on Union Square, New York. Bishop was a member of the 14th Street School, a group of artists including Reginald Marsh and Kenneth Hayes Miller, who made paintings, drawings, and prints of everyday events that happened in that part of Lower Manhattan. However, Bishop stood out from her male cohorts who often portrayed the spectacles of the city, shoppers, performers, and unemployed people. Instead, Bishop focused on modest and hardworking office workers, creating a snapshot of the urban American woman's experience in Snack Bar and other works. We'd like to thank Ball State student Felice Childress for their research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.